This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Did you know I love grasses? Today's bite is about attracting butterflies with grasses. Eyelash grass is a perfect example. Its actual name is blue grama grass, which sounds kind of funny. It is a native grass that goes by a few other names, including mosquito grass and caterpillar grass. It has golden sails at the tip of its stems. Extension horticulturist Mary Meyer says this is one tough, short grass. It's drought tolerant and can grow with very little rainfall or supplemental water. Bonus this year, it also provides food for more than a dozen butterfly species as well as wildlife. Blue grama foliage is blue-green with a grayish color that is often associated with dryland plants. The flowers are distinctive and make it an easy plant to identify. The flowers resemble eyelashes with the florets along one side. Growing usually 6 inches to 2 feet, this is a good plant to use in median strips, along a sidewalk or street, in rock gardens, on septic berms, or sunny areas. Because blue grama grows so slowly, it can be used as a low-maintenance lawn in drier locations. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. In a study, 13 different kinds of butterfly larvae were found on blue grama, including many skippers. Several birds have been noted as feeding on blue grama seed, including grassland sparrows and wrens, too. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.